Good evening, Ms. Morgan. I'm really sorry I couldn't be with you this evening. I don't know if you've got a radio scenic, expect to have your car recalled very soon.
Mm-hmm.
You also notice I have a glamorous assistant, namely Paul, my 4-year-old son, who is busy playing on my iPhone. Don't show everybody, Paul. Yep, there we go. Paul is the veritable digital native. He's got his own PS3 account and he regularly plays Little Big Planet against people around the world, which is quite scary and completely different. What I'm going to speak to you tonight is actually Fergal's fault, because if you saw his rather good prezi that he produced last year when he was talking about trying to do curriculum for excellence for real in his biology classroom, and I was very struck by it, really, what a great idea it was, and was very taken with it. So, in the run up to Christmas, I thought, you know what, I think I'm going to try something like that with one of my classes. So, decided to really take Fergal at his word, and set off on a sort of 8 to 10 week project, which we're about two-thirds of the way through, I suppose. And with absolutely no planning, other than a wiki and a desire to get some work done. And I decided to base it on Shakespeare Macbeth. But rather than doing the traditional, you know, here's Macbeth, here's a very dodgy video of it, I thought, right, what would happen if we were to take this completely open? Let's do CFE, let's do investigation, let's try and be as creative with what we do as possible. So rather than taking the traditional Macbeth as our starting point, we started with the manga Macbeth, which is by self-made hero. Now, I should say that we were trying to get some links on screen for you, but what I'll do is I'll put them all on the wiki as soon as I start speaking, so maybe it chases up. But Self-Made Hero are a British company who produced the excellent manga Macbeth series. These are based on I'm just being told the 90s, it's the Christmas. How's that for encouragement? The Self-Made Heroes manga Shakespeare, they take Shakespeare's text, abbreviate it, but it's manga twine. So I set the class 3 tasks to start off with, and I said, right, by the end of this unit, I want you to be able to tell me about Macbeth, about Shakespeare, and about manga. So right from the word go, we're sort of more approaching it from the point of view of, you know, we're looking at Macbeth, we're going to write an essay on Macbeth, and that's it. But I'm looking for really 3 different outcomes from them. And also, I'm trying to push the envelope a little bit on how we're assessed. Again, courtesy of some of the work Fergal is doing. We're doing an awful lot of investigation, and where can King Ross, 2 seconds, sorry, but I can't at the moment, okay? We're doing an awful lot of work with cooperative learning, teams and things like this, so I've got the class divvied up into teams, and they're working on various elements of it. Some of them are looking up Macbeth, some of them are looking up Shakespeare, some are looking at manga. So some of the tasks that we're working on, they're producing the Facebook page for Shakespeare, they're producing the Facebook page for Macbeth. All of the comments are going to have to be done in the style of characters alive in Shakespeare's time. So we're doing historical investigation, finding out who's undergoing that time. Similarly with Macbeth. Sorry, everyone. I'm going to have to leave it there just a little. So they're doing an awful lot of sort of investigation around and about the text. I suppose in English we used to call it context. They find out about manga, which has been interesting because some of the class knew what manga was, others didn't. And from that, we're using Comic Life, which is we do have a site license for Comic Life, which is a fantastic little bit of software. I think a lot of you will be well aware of it. So one of the links that I've put in is that I'm saying it's the Fergal Early. It's not a typical lesson, but a lesson which gave me great pleasure was about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We've got the school signed up for Google Apps. So this was one of the first classes to go live with Google Apps. So in the course of a 50-minute period, I introduced them to Comic Life for the first time. They created a comic using some photographs that they found and downloaded from the internet around Shakespeare and one of the witches. Saved it out and uploaded it to the Google. So there's a couple of them who just, you know, not only did they use Comic Life for the first time, they also produced the first web page. For me, I'm sort of thinking, you know, look, this is phenomenal, because I can then take that knowledge. They had great fun with this. I mean, the next couple of lessons, like, around product life, around product life, they got a great deal out of it. As we're sort of investigating using this, having started from a wiki base, I think the intention is I'm expecting a number of them to actually produce web pages about Macbeth, about Shakespeare, about manga. One thing about the Facebook project, we cannot get access to Facebook. It is a social networking site after all. So what we are doing is I was provided a Facebook template, which I have been using with the class, and we uploaded that on the Google Documents, and we're able to download that and add to that themselves. But I have rather sneakily, and the class don't really know this, but I have actually sneakily registered William Shakespeare on Facebook, me and about 300 other people I can see. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the class to actually find the best bits of work that they produce, and that will actually go on to Facebook as an actual Facebook page at the end of it. So over and above, they will be producing a traditional folio style essay at the end of it, because I think one thing I do want to stress has become very apparent from our own investigation in the curriculum for excellence is that, you know, it doesn't replace the basics, and I think this is one thing that we would do well to remember, and I'm sure I'm preaching to the converted here, but the basics of reading, of writing, of, you know, core basic literacy or numeracy, you know, adding, subtracting, and the absolute basics, they do not change. And I think one of the things I'm enjoying most is, you know, it's the reassurance that as long as we are, you know, doing our jobs as we always have, a lot of people are caught up on how we're going to be assessed, but I maintain and have maintained for a long time now that if we are covering the basics, if we're doing the reading, the writing, the analysis, all the things we normally do in the English classroom, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what the assessment's going to be, because our kids will be prepared for it. What I'm finding with, you know, doing this sort of project, with looking at Good for X, the CFE stuff, is quite simply that we're actually all enjoying it so much more. It is slower to happen. Some of it is happening a lot slower than I thought, but basically, we're having a blast, the kids are loving it, and I'll put these links up for you to have a look at it and see Fergal's head, so I think that's me time up. Thank you very much, East Lothian. Any questions?
I don't think that's going to work. Stick them on the wiki.
Right, okay. Right, I'll get the links up for you just now.
Super. Thanks, Neil.